This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The third and final trial in the 2019 death of Elijah McClain is set to begin this week. The paramedics who were on scene the night in Aurora, police encountered the 23-year-old, are facing manslaughter and other charges. Jeremy Cooper and Peter Chikuniak injected an extra-large dose of ketamine in McClain as he was restrained by police. Colorado voters could see another round of ballot measures about taxes next fall. CPR's Andrew Kenny.
The state legislature just cut tax rates for homeowners for next year, but a lot of people's bills will still increase due to rising property values. That's why conservative Michael Field says he's still going ahead with a ballot measure to limit future taxes.
People are still going to be mad and still support a larger reform, a long-term solution, which is why we're going to the ballot next year.
Fields already has enough signatures to put his tax cap on next November's ballots. Two other groups have introduced their own ideas, and a new statewide commission will be taking on the question, too. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
A spate of respiratory viruses is infecting dogs and in some cases turning into pneumonia, but veterinarians in Colorado and other states aren't sure what's causing it. CPR Sarah Burris explains.
What's happening right now is veterinarians are testing for these known viruses in dogs using PCR tests. Those tests are coming back inconclusive, meaning there isn't one virus showing up more than another. Part of that is these PCR tests are most accurate within 72 hours of the onset of a dog's first symptoms. But people aren't meeting that window.
CPR Sarah Burris, and there's more about keeping dogs healthy at CPR.org. A new study finds that celiac disease is more common than experts believed, and that children in Colorado have the highest risk for it among U.S. sites in the study. For now, people are screened for celiac when they show symptoms or have a family history with it. One Colorado researcher involved in the study says broader screening may be helpful to identify people with celiac disease. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.